Hey guys, it's Brian, and I'm here standing on what's called the patio. This is in Deer Creek Canyon, off the Grand Canyon. You see the beauty behind me, the beautiful trees that are so green right there, the river, the people kind of getting ready to leave, about to get left actually, but making this video real quick. You see the rock layers, and then spinning all around behind me, you will see the Grand Canyon in its majesty. Beautiful sight to hold, the lush vegetation. You see the river flowing down, it goes up to a waterfall, just gorgeous. And as we come around, it's a long hike to get here, we come around the bend of the hike, and we come around the corner, you see the waterfall, you see these trees behind me right here, kind of right before the waterfall, the sun shining over the cliffs just lights it up, and it's beautiful. And you can't help but think of paradise when you see it. And it reminded me of just the Garden of Eden, at least the idea. Now, of course, I know the garden was much more beautiful, much more vegetation, but just reminded me of the thought of the Garden of Eden, the beauty at the beginning. And you see, it just also reminds us of the stark contrast between the biblical view of the origin of man and the evolutionary view. Within the biblical view, we have God who makes everything in 6 days. On the sixth day, he creates Adam from his dust. He makes man in his own image, the crown of his creation. And then he shows Adam it was not good for him to be alone after naming the animals, puts Adam to sleep, and from Adam, from the rib, makes a woman. Adam wakes up and says, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman. And this is the first marriage. And this is how we know what marriage is, because the Bible shows us right there in the book of Genesis. Marriage is between one man and one woman for life, because God, who made marriage, made it between one man and one woman. We see it there at the beginning, and he defines what it is. And Jesus referenced that historical event in the Gospels numerous times to define what marriage was, and actually still is. Within the evolutionary worldview, no, you're not made in God's image. No, actually, you're cosmic stardust. Stars exploded. The earth formed later on. Life came from non-life, from a microbe to a man. You have no ultimate purpose, no meaning in life. Ultimately, you're just a random cosmic accident. What an extreme difference. In the evolutionary worldview, your ancestors are the apes. And from them, before that, you got fish, amphibians, reptiles, and mammals, and then the apes, and then you. You're related to all creation. The bananas are your ancestors. So are birds and everything else. But no, within the biblical worldview, we do respect creation, but we're not part of the created order. We have been given the mandate to take care of God's creation. But we are made in God's image, distinct from the creation, the crown of his creative glory, in his image to glorify his name. So what a distinct difference. And how awesome it is to know that no, we're not a cosmic accident. We're not here. It's not purposeless. It's not meaningless. No, we are made in the very image of God. We have purpose. We have meaning. It was corrupted at the fall, but God provided a way of salvation through the last Adam, Jesus Christ. What good news that is. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. May your teaching glorify God. Let's do all this to an audience of one.